Peter Malinauskas, Labor's right faction figurehead, has led the opposition into a majority South Australian government. A lot of talk from him on business during the election night and campaign trail. Joining me to share the views of Business SA is Kendall Croche, who's the Director of Policy and Advocacy. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning.
So the Liberal Party has traditionally been the promiser of business investment. What do you make of Labor's campaign this year for the sector?
Well, firstly, I want to outline that at Business SA, we're staunchly non-partisan. We focus on the issues at hand and we advocate for our members and the broader business community on those issues. So we don't land on one side or the other. We've been really impressed by the Marshall Liberal government's efforts during the COVID-19 pandemic. It was no easy task to balance the health priorities and the economy at the same time. And I think I'd be speaking fairly to say that the support packages for the business community were really well received. And they also impressed with their innovation agenda, bringing in big names like Google and Apple and Salesforce into South Australia.
Yeah, right. And then promising to hear from the Labor leader in the lead up and during the win on Saturday night that he's keen to invest as well in business, right?
That's right. Firstly, we'd also like to say that we congratulate the Malinauskas Labor Party on forming government. We're very, you know, pleased to see that we have a majority government and that the business community will have hopefully fairly confident, stable few years ahead of them, in the sense that there's some certainty now, whereas I think for the last, you know, since the pandemic and then leading into that election, that uncertainty has been quite derailing. So pleased in that respect. But back to your question around the Labor commitments, there's been a few that we've taken away as far as the business community's perspective, one being the industry participation policy that they announced in their campaign. And that's where they're looking to increase government procurement spend into South Australian businesses by a further 5%. Last financial year, their spend was around 77% locally. So this will bring it up over 80% locally. And that's a really good outcome for the South Australian business community.
What about apprenticeships?
There wasn't as much around that as we would have liked to have seen, I guess. But I think we'll see how that plays out in the future. We were also really happy with the forest industries policy that they introduced, where they're bringing in $15 million over the next 10 years to bring in a new centre for excellence to create long-term forestry research and development capability in Mount Gambier. So that will be really good for the southeast. They're also they've introduced $5 million in facilities and equipment for the Mount Gambier TAFE. So that, I guess, speaks to your apprenticeship skilling side of things. And they did announce that they were going to be bringing in 5 new technical colleges to the state, 2 in regional areas and 3 in metropolitan areas. So I think that'll be really good. What we hear from our members in regional areas is quite often there's opportunities for people to learn as apprentices or trainees, but then when they need to travel back to do their training as such or their education side of things, they need to travel for ages to do that. And so it makes it really difficult for someone looking to bring someone on or for an apprentice or trainee themselves having to travel that distance each time. Labor's also announced that they're investing $8.7 million into specific apprenticeships and courses designed in conjunction with TAFE SA and the Construction Industry Training Board. So it'll be interesting to see how that plays out as well.
Mm. And then, of course, you know, following on from COVID, we're still in it, but businesses have really suffered because of all of the restrictions and challenges with that, right? So it'll be about moving forward.
Yeah, I think so. Interestingly, Labor offered they committed to a monthly opportunity for Business SA, along with other industry bodies, to meet with the full South Australian Cabinet every month to present ideas for economic growth and reform. We're really excited by this. What we do on behalf of our members is we listen to what they have to say, what they need, and then we advocate to all levels of government for change or to head in the same direction but in a slightly different way. But we advocate on our behalf of our members. Having the new government offer for us to have a seat at the table in Cabinet to really get those messages across is really exciting to us. So we're hoping that that will be part of the change. Because as we all know, the business community has really borne the brunt of this pandemic, especially CBD businesses and those in hospitality and tourism. They're the ones who have really, really struggled. We were also very pleased to see that the new Premier will be having a meeting with Nicola Spurrier and Grant Stevens straight off the bat after he's sworn in to discuss the close contact rules, because we've found more recently that that's been crippling a lot of businesses where staff can't work from home but are required to come into work. But if they're a close contact, they can't do their job at all. Mm. And so people are really struggling to fill their rosters in supermarkets and on the manufacturing floor and the like.
Oh, well, thanks so much for joining me on the program today, Kendall. Really appreciate it.
No problem at all. Thank you very much, Jenny.